News, Republican Party gubernatorial candidate Bob Stefanowski. Before we get to Senator Kelly, quickly, this story is moving on Matt Lauer, fired today as host of the NBC Today show. NBC News Chairman Andrew Lack said in a memo to staff that it was the first complaint lodged against Lauer in his career at the network, but he said, quote, "We were also presented with reason to believe this may not have been an isolated incident." So this is a developing story. He represents the 21st District in the Connecticut State Senate. He's also co-chair of the Insurance and Real Estate Committee. Yesterday, there was a hearing at the state legislature about Hartford Healthcare and Anthem, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, what happened with those negotiations and how it broke down. And he joins us in our Touchpoint interview chair this morning, State Senator Kevin Kelly. Senator, good morning and welcome to Brad and Dan.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Well, you know something, Senator, this we have had, and I have personally had calls, and I've met one gentleman, and his wife was so ill. And we've got to have something happen here. We've got to do something so that these people have what they're supposed to have health-wise.
And I agree with that. And that is why yesterday we had an informational hearing and then a public hearing following that, so that we can start the process of finding out what caused these types of disputes.
Senator, what did you learn from this gathering yesterday?
Well, a lot of discussion was focused just basically on both the hospital and the insurance company. And there was a big push toward looking at some sort of, I'm going to say, response or an answer to bring and force those two parties together if the private contract doesn't bear fruit. Now, one concern that I have with that is that, yes, there's a healthy and robust opposition to big corporations, but there's also a healthy and robust view of government that maybe we, the state of Connecticut, had a role to play in too. We do have low Medicaid reimbursement rates. We do back health and medical providers. We do increase the cost of doing business in our state. And all of these are factors that affect the bottom line and ultimately require individuals that are participating in this case, Anthem and Hartford Healthcare, to have to, you know, look at their contracts a lot more closely and even, you know, drive a harder bargain. The ultimate effect is that people in need of health care services often are impacted.
Why, Senator, was it reported that it was cheaper to do business in New Haven than in Hartford?
In what sense?
Well, part of the argument, Senator, was that Blue Cross Blue Shield, Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield, was actually going to charge Hartford Healthcare more for services that they provide in New Haven in that area for a lesser cost.
Well, once again, what we need to look at is not just pick it apart. This is a very complex problem. And in order to really get at the root cause of the problem, we can't cherry pick our issues. We have to look at every single issue that impacts the health care that's provided to our citizens.
But, Senator, I'll tell you, one of the big things, and I hear this all the time, that the government takes too long, and you just illustrated it here in that statement. Why can't we move quicker, faster, so these people don't suffer like they've been suffering, and they have been suffering?
Well, quite frankly, one of the things is that if we allowed government to move forward, what we get is a government response. And I think what our history has been over the past 6 years that I've been in the Senate, let's go back to the days of the rollout on the Affordable Care Act. We were promised that people would have more affordable health care, we would have greater access, and we'd have improved quality. And the state of Connecticut moved forward unilaterally. It was basically the governor and one party, and they imposed on us what a lot of the effects we're dealing with today. Now, premiums have not gone down. We've seen in the last 2 or 3 years double-digit increase in our premiums, not just 10%. I'm talking 20, 30% every year, year over year. We've imposed a hospital tax. The affordability of our insurance has not gone down. And access, as you see with things like this Hartford Health Care dispute, are now being impacted. So what we can't allow government to do, at least this government, is to just move forward very fast. We do have to take a measured approach, because this is complicated, and it is very important.
Senator, we're running out of time during this segment, but do you foresee some kind of legislation whereby if we have a situation like an Anthem, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, and a Hartford Healthcare where the contract expires, they can't get together on a new deal, that the state steps in order to serve as an arbitrator and the existing contract, which has expired, continues until they get a new one?
Why can't we do that?
Well, I think it was interesting yesterday that the Attorney General wasn't present, who is legal counsel for the state of Connecticut. And the commissioner of the insurance department did warn against state involved in private contracts. But I will tell you, just so that you understand, the lieutenant governor did take a leadership role in the area of looking at health care costs and how to drive it down with the eye towards legislation this year. A group that I've been involved, and we didn't just do it now that Hartford Healthcare and Anthem are in dispute, but this was something we started last spring when we started to see the repeal of the Affordable Care Act, what the rollout was going to be coming out of Washington, and what was Connecticut's response going to be to that. So this is certainly on our radar and something that people at our level are looking at and trying to formulate a response that not only works for the people who are guaranteed health and need this important service.
But Senator, we're coming up on news and we're out of time. But again, I mean,
we got to do it.
Do you foresee something whereby essentially these contracts would never expire? It's just that they would continue until a new one is negotiated.
This is ridiculous. What's going on?
Well, I agree with that, and I do believe that we'll have some response.
Some response. We okay. need more yeah. than some, well, Senator. Yeah.
Well,
we do.
But, Senator, thanks so much for informing us on what happened yesterday, and we'll see what unfolds. But if we don't talk before Christmas, you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you very much. You do likewise.
Thanks, Senator.
7:30 in the morning. This is typical. We got news right now.